What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Yannick Taylor from Black Trans and Beautiful. Right now, I am irritated as crap, and I've had a crazy work week, and I'm going to share with y'all the frustrations of working with people sometimes, and I'm going to share frustrations with life. I think it's time that we have another real talk from the priestess. Love, love, and be free. Here we go.
Black, trans, and beautiful. Here we go.
What's going on, everybody? This is Yannick Taylor, the priestess, not your mistress. So, today has been a crazy day. It's been blessed, none the least. I have breath in my body. I am grateful for all of the things that God is doing. I'm grateful for the blessings of the ancestors on my life. Now, mind you, I am working on a few hours of sleep because I've been up trying to mark, well, not trying to, only successful people do the doggone thing, okay? But I stayed up the night before, and this is just figuring out things with the podcast, getting things together for my move. So I was just in a state of work and didn't realize it was 4 a.m. until I looked at my phone. So I went to bed, got up early this morning, only to be disturbed by a relative saying, "Can you wash the dishes so I can get me something to eat?" And I'm thinking to myself, if you want something to eat, why don't you get off your butt and wash the dishes yourself if you realize that you want something to eat that bad? Like, me taking care of you? No. Why am... No. I'm not going to do that today. And I have a real big issue with people that always want you to do for them, but they don't want to help themselves. I have a problem with that. Prime example, I had an ex that contacted me. This is going back to a few episodes ago. I had an ex that just ceased contact. We were decided just to be friends and some other things. And apparently they have a new lover in their life, which is cool. However, I noticed they just stopped talking to me, and this happened around April. Well, I get a message from them to call them, and they are in a bad situation, and it's a very volatile, toxic relationship, but their current boyfriend is checking their phone and blocked my number because me and this person were good friends. We were hanging out, you know, having whatever, but they were saying that they needed help. They didn't want to go back to their mom's house. And I told them, I said, well, you may have to go back to your mom's house. Or if you want to, if you need to get out of a dangerous situation, you need to go to a shelter. But come to find out, they told on themselves. And they got mad at me because I wasn't willing to let them come live with me. And I'm like, well, I can't accommodate you because I'm going to be in a roommate situation. So that's out of the question. But I have a backup plan where you can get emergency housing, where you can be in protective care. They didn't want that. So they tried to play the guilt trip on me like I did something to them. I said, you know what? I said, I'll talk to you later, but here's the resources I told you about. And I left it alone. And I'm like this, if I'm trying to help your ass and you don't want to take the advice that I'm giving to you, oh, well, you're up life's creek without a paddle. You need to grow up or either shut up. And mind you, this is like the third time since I've known this person, they've gotten themselves into this exact type of situation. And I'm like, why do you keep getting yourself into these types of situations? Why don't you get up and help yourself? But nah, you want everybody to cater to you. Sometimes, baby, you got to get up and walk on your own 2 feet. I just don't get people. Mind you, I work in a field to where I have to deal with people constantly, and sometimes it can be quite terrible. It can be very frustrating. It can be annoying. It can be disconcerting at times. So today at work, I had someone that was enrolled into a class, and they had to reschedule the class, and They were trying to act like it was our fault that they had to reschedule. When I did my research, I caught the person in a lie. And I told them, I said, well, since you're having issues today, I can reschedule you and, you know, it won't cost you anything. They asked, what does that mean? Do you mean I get the crafts for free since it's causing me an inconvenience? No, the money that you already paid 3 weeks ago is going to be transferred to this because we can't offer you a free service, honey. This person wanted me to refund them and give them a service for free. It doesn't fucking work like that, honey, okay? It doesn't really work like that. And excuse the profanity. I'm irritated. And what I don't understand is, why do sometimes people play dumb? Why play dumb to stuff? Like, my favorite thing is when a customer gets an email, they talk about, well, I didn't understand what this email meant. It clearly states we're canceling your account because you ain't paid your bill. What part of you ain't paid your bill do you not understand, honey? Can you get your head out of the crack of your butt for 5 seconds? Like, again, I don't get people. It's annoying. It's really annoying. And the fact that people want to play on your intelligence, that infuriates the hell out of me. It really does. It really does. It infuriates the hell out of me. Not to mention, I had someone to hit me up on Facebook Messenger. And they've added me on and sent a wave. I said, hey, how are you? I'll hit you up later. I'm working. I said, I'm working. That means I'm working. So this person says, okay. And then not even 30 seconds later, I get a video chat request and I kept denying it. I kept saying, I can't talk. I'm at work. Before I could get my message typed, they keep repeatedly face calling me, video chatting me on Facebook. To all those people that are trigger happy with this darn Facebook Messenger thing, you about to get cussed out. Always ask a person first, are you able to talk or chat before calling them? Especially if they just said, I'm at work. I'm at work! Dumbass! God. Like, for real. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I said, weren't you? I was being a B-I-T-C-H. I was being rude. And I was like, weren't you ever taught manners? He was like, no, which I find that very hard to believe. Somewhere along the lines, you were taught manners. Some stuff is just freaking common sense. You always ask a person, Facebook etiquette 101. If you ask someone on, say hello first, then ask, are you able to video chat? And if that person says no, you say, okay, don't ask them why. Don't ask them why they denied your friend's request. Suck it up and move on. Now back to the story. He was like, well, I'm so sorry. Can you teach me? No, I'm not going to teach a grown man manners. Oh my gosh, this is something you were supposed to have learned in school. Were you not paying attention? Now, granted, I know some people weren't taught the straight and narrow. We've had jacked up situations. But somewhere along the line, you learned some doggone manners somewhere. Honey, don't get your feelings hurt today, okay? Like, for real, I don't understand this, but this is the crazy stuff that I've had to deal with today and all week long. And I'm tired of hearing about number 45. I want them to impeach him and Mike Pence and just put me in the house as the president. Like, for real. Can y'all do that for me? Hi, Beyonce. Like, it's one thing after the other with people, and people don't want to take responsibility for their actions. And that is freaking annoying. I really need that. I'm going to really need people to gird themselves up. I can't stand liars and all of that crap. Like, that really pisses me off. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Here's a word from my sponsors. Love you. I'm going to come back. There's a storm brewing. Lejeune Michelle Artisan is a force to be reckoned with. Want to know her story? Check out Mystic June, a fiction podcast presented to you by Black Trans and Beautiful every Friday. Get ready for love, lust, lies, and war. Hi, this is Yannick Taylor. I want to thank you for chiming into Black, Trans, and Beautiful. It means the world to me that you would show me such adoration, such love, and I love the reviews that I've been getting on Stitcher, on Podbean, as well as Apple Podcast. I do want you to share. You can support Black, Trans, and Beautiful by going to our Cash App, $YannickTMusic. You can go to cash.me/$YannickTMusic. Also, you can support us by going to our Patreon page at patreon.com/BTPpodcast. And if you're on Anchor, go to anchor.fm/black-trans-beautiful. And click the support button. We'll love you forever, and we thank you so much. Again, don't forget to share, and comment. You can also email us letters for whatever reason by emailing us at btransbpodcast. Y'all live, love, and be free. Let's go into the rest of the show. Okay, I'm back. I had to refresh myself and get me some coffee, because coffee is good. Coffee is good, hallelujah. I said coffee is good, hallelujah. Okay, I'm through. One thing that I had the experience of on last week, actually, and I got an apology for this. I had someone hit me up on social media, and they stated to me that they were interested in getting to know me. And this person is quite handsome, and I was somewhat interested in going on a date, not a relationship. However, their conversation took a turn for the worse. We started talking and chatting, and they stated, "You're very beautiful. I want to get to know you," and all of this. And we had a casual conversation, and then it started turning sexual. They started asking me about my sexual position, how big my genitalia is, how long my extended clit is, how long my lady bits are. And I'm like, that's none of your business, okay? They start asking me how big my breasts were. And I said, look, I'm not going to let you sexualize me. And I went off. They were like, well, what's the problem? We're both grown. We're grown. But I'm a trans woman, not a sexual object. I'm a human being, not a freaking sex toy. And no doubt this person got offended. And I told them, this is why you don't approach people on a sexual tip. I don't care if it's a trans woman, cis woman, non-binary, agender, whomever. You don't approach someone and immediately start talking about sex in that conversation. You wait until the time is right or until you got a little bit more comfortable. Now, I can understand if this person and I were planning to hook up. That's a whole different story. But you're coming to me under the guise that you want a relationship with me. And that annoys me when I'm on social media and these people add me on and then they say, oh, you're very beautiful. How big is your dick? Or they immediately start sending me dick pictures. Okay, number one, we're not hooking up, so why are you sending me this? I have it on my profile exactly what I'm looking for, so what are you really doing? Like, if you're horny, go watch Pornhub and jack off. Don't come to me with that. And my body is not to be fetishized, and it gets on my nerves that I'm constantly fetishized. It's annoying. Can you look at me for the human being that I am? And I understand that some men get with trans women to test the waters because they want something that looks feminine, but they still want certain parts, especially for non-op or pre-op trans women. But you don't have that right to fetishize me, and I will call your butt out on that. I will call you out. And don't just be forewarned when I do call you out on it. And that's just all that I have. So y'all live, love, and be free. Mixed It June will be posted this coming Friday, chapter 6, I believe. Get ready. Oh my gosh, it's phenomenal. For early access, go to my Patreon pages. Y'all live, love, and be free. Smooches.
Zion.